Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 9th, 2011. The Bedouin village of Al-Arakib in Israel's Negev Desert was demolished again by Israeli forces for the 21st time. Four huts, which were used for village meetings, were demolished. When the demolitions first began, villagers and volunteers would attempt to rebuild homes immediately afterwards. More recently, Israeli authorities have removed the remains of homes, rendering reconstruction all but impossible. Today, the villagers live in temporary structures in the village cemetery. The Israeli state attorney has recently announced plans to fine the villagers over 1 million new Israeli shekels for the cost of demolishing their homes. On Tuesday, a Palestinian worker was killed in a tunnel accident in Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Yusuf Khalil al-Balawi, 29 years old, died after a tunnel collapsed on him, burying him under the sand. More than 150 Palestinians were killed in similar tunnel accidents since Israel imposed the deadly siege on Gaza more than 4 years ago. During a tour around the East and West Bank on Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to keep the Israeli military presence on the eastern border of the West Bank, which would mean that any future Palestinian state would be an enclave completely surrounded by Israel. Arab residents of Lod held a protest on Tuesday at night in support of the Abu Oud family, who lost its 7 homes after the Israeli authorities demolished them 4 months ago. The protest was held in front of the Lod City Council. At least 100 residents participated in the protest, carrying signs that read, quote, "No to home demolitions, no to stripping human beings from their right to live in dignity," and other signs calling for equal rights. Since the start of protests against the ruling regimes in some Arab countries, and the latest removal of Egyptian and Tunisian presidents, the Israeli Army's Central Command in the West Bank have been tightly monitoring what is happening in the Arab world. The army has been updating its operational plans for an anticipated non-violent uprising in the occupied Palestinian territories. Haaretz stated that former and current Israeli army commanders in the West Bank believe that Israel cannot effectively deal with widespread non-violent protests, similar to those in Tunisia and Egypt. One of the fighters from the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, was killed in what was described as a mission outside of Gaza. Spokesperson of the Popular Resistance Committees, Mohammed al-Abrim, welcomed the stance of the new Egyptian government regarding rejecting the Israeli siege on Gaza and the necessity to lift it. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday several villages east of Jenin City in the northern part of the West Bank. 8 Palestinians were detained. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Zokare Prahizia.